At 4:30, you're listening to All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Happy Thanksgiving. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene. To help you make your weekend plans, we speak to Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Steve.
Kathy, holiday lights are starting to appear, and this weekend, Heritage Museums and Gardens turns on its lights.
Yes, we had the Pilgrim Monument lit on Wednesday night, and then on Friday night is the start of the Gardens Aglow display at the Heritage Museum. This display has lights all over the grounds and on the buildings at Heritage, and this year they have some new snowflakes. I guess they're 6 or 8 feet wide. They were created by the Cape Cod Regional Technical High School students, and they're going to be hanging from the trees. So kids and families can walk around. They've also got, for the first time this year, their Hidden Hollow area. That's the kids' area there. That's great. They've got that all lit up. They have activities going on and holiday music. The antique carousel's going. They've got gingerbread houses. Local groups are performing. And Santa is holding court in the antique Model T over in the car barn. One of the other popular things we're told is that they roast marshmallows over fire pits there. So all kinds of fun refreshments and things for the family to do.
And blues musician Rory Block is coming to Wellfleet Preservation Hall this weekend. I hear this is a very popular ticket.
Yes, they added a second show Saturday night, I'm assuming because people have been asking for that. She does do the blues, and she's been working on albums that have paid tribute to some of her mentors. She's actually promoting right now the third CD in that series that is to Reverend Gary Davis, a blues and gospel singer that she met when she was a teenager, and apparently he was a huge influence on her. She's trying to get people to bring that tradition of the Delta blues into the 21st century and says that her live performances are actually better than her recordings and that she doesn't use a set list usually. So they've got two concerts going on at Wellfleet. They may be the same thing, but they may be completely different. So one is at 7 and one is at 9:15 on Saturday.
The Chatham Drama Guild is presenting something different. It's called Show Tune. Tell us about this.
A lot of musical theater fans know the music of Jerry Herman. He's best known for Hello Dolly and Mame and La Cage aux Folles. But this show at the Chatham Drama Guild, this show tune, Words and Music of Jerry Herman, takes the music that he wrote and puts it in a very different context. This is set up with six singers, well-known on the Cape. They're set up in three couples, and they use the music to talk about relationships in this review. They're dressed formally, so it's a little different type of way to hear his music from the shows that you know and the shows that you don't know so well. The show opens Friday night, and it runs through December 9th at Chatham Drama Guild.
To find out more about all these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find a link along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.